And when you're getting old and your joints start giving you trouble, you call that?
Arthritis.
Okay.
Rheumatism.
Okay. And a very severe sore throat, that you get blisters on the inside of your throat, and children would choke up.
Oh, you know.
Tonsillitis.
It's something else that people don't hardly get it now.
Get there?
Yeah,
that's what I was thinking of. I think that's a throat disease.
Yeah, I had it. I
you had it?
I thought I was little, like that.
I thought they gave shots for it mostly now.
Oh, they didn't, then?
Yeah, now, about 50 years ago, they didn't.
Okay, the disease that makes your skin turn yellow.
Jaundice.
Okay. And when you have your appendix taken out, you say that you've had...
Appendectomy.
Yeah, or you say you've had an attack of...
Appendicitis.
Okay. And you ate something that didn't agree with you, and it wouldn't stay down. You say you had to...
Vomit.
Okay. Any other words?
Throw up.
Okay. If a person vomited, you'd say that he was sick where?
Stomach.
Huh?
Sick in his stomach.
Okay. Say if you've gotten some interesting news and then went across the street and told your neighbor the news, and someone asked you later why you went across the street, you'd say, well, I went over there.
Tell them good news.
Okay. And you invite someone to come see you and you say, now, if you don't come, be disappointed.
No. I will be disappointed. I'll be disappointed.
Okay, would you ever use the word shall?
Well, not much. That would be correct, I think, but I don't say some people say shall be disappointed, but I don't know that I have any.
Okay. And you might tell someone that any time you can come over, we'll be what to see you?
Glad to see you.
Okay, another word for that?
You'll be welcome.
Okay, would you say we'll be proud to see you?
Yeah. That'd be a little more than glad, I guess.
How would you use that?
Well, proud you'd be, I don't know. Glad to see, just be glad to see. And proud you'd be appreciated a little more, right? Look forward to it a little bit more, seeing them.
Okay. Say if a boy was spending a lot of time with a girl, like he seriously interested in, you'd say that he was...
courting.
Okay. Any other words?
Going with her, going steady.
You used to say sparking.
Yeah, well, that wasn't true. That was a low word.
What?
Sparking.
What did that mean? Courting?
That's courting, yeah. That's sort of. That's the beginning of courting, I guess. That's just getting started.
Okay, and in this case, he would be called her...
boyfriend.
Okay, okay.
Sweetheart.
Okay.
Lover.
And she would be his...
his sweetheart and her girlfriend.
Okay. And if a boy came home with lipstick on his collar, you'd say that they'd probably been...
kissing.
Okay. Any old-fashioned word for that?
Smooching.
Okay.
That's not old-fashioned.
Well, that's not smooching. The words you still use, I guess. But kissing or smooching or buzzing, that was an old-fashioned word.
Okay. And if he asked her to marry him and she doesn't want to, you say that she did what to him?
Turned him down.
Okay. Any other expression?
Well, let's see, huh?
Refused?
If you refused, that could be anything else besides marriage, though.
Would you more like jilted him or,
Well, that was jilted, but the first thing was she promised to marry him and then backed out. Broke the engagement. That's why you call what you say, but jilted.
Okay.